Hey, you guys, nice to have you with us. Thanks for tuning in. It is 2:10, November 23rd. Got a lot of interesting things going on. I'm going to let Jimmy start this out, but I also want to stress that there is a huge, huge amount of call it anxiety in America today. And you know what? Unfortunately, whether you like Biden or not, he can curb some of the level of this anxiety if he decides he wants to do that. The question is, for political reasons, he may not. Jimmy, you mentioned when you and I were chatting off mic, you said that you felt that Biden could be in big trouble right now because he would be getting sued by a lot of people. What are your thoughts on that, Jimmy?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons why Biden's in trouble. First of all, his policies are pathetic, and of course, he's creating more problems with the economy. But what I was specifically referencing was his comments basically claiming that Kyle Rittenhouse was a white supremacist. And he did that, and that's defamation. If you're a public figure, it's hard to prove defamation and libel. But if you're a private individual, especially one that's facing criminal accusations of murder, and somebody accuses you of that, you're potentially liable. So Joe Biden made those very powerful comments. Many in the media have made those comments even after full acquittal by 12 members of a jury, in spite of all the pressure that was on them. Each one of those people potentially, Bill de Blasio called him a murderer, a number of people, a lot of mainstream media talk show hosts and pundits have made the same accusations, which are absolutely false and a lie, and creating violence and anger and hatred. But Joe Biden, as well as many of these people, are potentially facing massive lawsuits, certainly the media organizations that have allowed these types of comments in spite of having absolute truth and facts that this is not the case. And that's one of the key elements of proving libel. Knowing malicious accusations, knowing the truth.
Wow. It gets even better than that. When you look at some of the headlines, Jimmy, I mean, we have found that the vaccines, something you've been saying for a long time, really don't seem to be working against new infections. As of last November, incidences of COVID are just as bad now as they were in some spots a year ago. It gets better than that. Merkel is saying a new spike coming up, in her opinion, it's got to be in her opinion, is worse than anything we've ever seen. And the World Health Organization is warning of a surge in deaths from COVID-19. Doesn't look good, Jimmy, does it?
Well, I mean, the vaccination, the entire fraud of the vaccination is becoming apparent. Originally, it was 95% effective with one shot. Anthony Fauci, pharmaceuticals, Department of Health and Human Services, CDC, all made those claims, publicly made those claims. Then it was, well, you're going to need a second shot. And now we're seeing that the second shot is ineffective. So they're talking about mandatory third shot, a booster shot, in order to protect you from this virus that is going to continue to mutate. And the problem is, as you continue down this road of trying to vaccinate and manipulate your body and DNA and, you know, with messenger RNA process, a complete new technology that's never been tried before, you're potentially creating monster bugs. And of course, it's clear that the vaccination regime is not working, though many countries and many leaders are doubling down saying, we need more vaccination, we need more vaccination. Tell me when it's gonna stop. When is this thing gonna stop? When do you don't need vaccinations? And it looks to me like the pharmaceutical companies have pulled a big fast one on everybody, corrupt pharmaceutical companies, as well as a lot of politicians and government officials that are not looking at other alternatives for a disease that kills less than 1% of its the people that are affected by it.
Well, a number of people today are saying, you and I were talking about this morning, a number of people are saying right now that, quote, we can, a number of people in the White House are saying we can curb the spread of the virus without having to do any way, without having to any way shut down our economy. U.S. regulators expanded, according to Reuters, U.S. regulators expanded eligibility for booster shots of COVID-19 to all adults on Friday, and 3 million people since last Friday have received them since then.
Well, I just think the people that are taking those booster shots, look, from the beginning, I said I wasn't going to take it. I'm not going to take it. Right. You're going to have to force me to take it. And the reason why is I'm not at a very significant risk. If I was in the risk category, over 70 years old and had some other mitigating circumstances, then I might consider doing it. But there's no reason for me or anybody under the age of 50 or 55 to take it, because the risk of the vaccine is actually probably higher than the risk of dying from COVID. The best thing you can do is get COVID and recover, which I've done and my family's done. And that way you've built up some natural immunity. Now, of course, if they keep messing with God or messing with, you know, Mother Nature and manipulating this virus through vaccination processes and all these, they may create something that will kill everybody, maybe unintentionally, but there I am positive, and I've said this before, there are people out there wanting to take advantage of the circumstances. There are certainly terrorist actors, and there are probably state actors, for instance, China, that are doing research on how they can use this type of a virus to be even more deadly. And that, to me, is very frightening. The fact that people are continually getting these vaccines and looking at it going, you know, somehow they think the masks work. Somehow they think the vaccinations work. When they're getting worse, we're getting more cases. It doesn't make any sense. There's a lot of lies going on. The fact that so many people are suckered into the belief really shows you how much influence the media and government propaganda has over the average person in America.
Well, what I find to be really, really interesting here, Jimmy, is Jeff Zients, who's, I don't know if I pronounced his name correct, but he said he is the White House COVID-19 response coordinator. Monday, he said, we don't need to impose a lockdown or shut down our economy to curb the spread of the novel COVID-19, and we'll rely on other tools. I wonder what his boss thinks about that statement, Jimmy.
You know, look, this administration, sir, said before they came into office that they would solve this problem within a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said that there would be no mandatory vaccinations. They have not solved it. It's actually more people have died to date in 2021 than died in all of 2020 at the peak of the infection. So they haven't done anything successfully. And they keep saying that no mandatory vaccines, but now it's mandatory vaccines. They're forcing people to take it that work for the federal government. And of course, they've made these accusations. They've tried to force big companies to do the same with their employees. So they're lying continually. The Biden regime is continually lying. They're changing the story. Well, they're saying that the science is changing. The science isn't changing. Facts are changing on the ground that disprove their policies, and they continue to corruptly push agendas that have nothing to do with trying to solve this. It is so political at this point that they can't stop it. And if they back off on their positions, they know they're going to be – if they somehow admit they've been wrong, they're going to be trashed. And they're already being trashed. But the fact that they say they aren't going to lock down the economy – you know what? I don't trust anything that comes out of this administration's
not
mouth.
Anymore. Not anymore. No, of course not.
Yeah. So come on. And how many people are going to continue to listen to them? I don't know. I can't. I just it boggles my mind, both this administration as well as mainstream media outlets that continue to lie, give false facts on Kyle Rittenhouse, on COVID, on the economy, and they continue to do it, proven wrong over and over again, and people still listen to them. I don't get it. Why? What's going on? It's psychosis. This is some sort of total propaganda psychosis in America right now. And it's becoming
dead. I don't disagree with that at all, Jimmy. I don't disagree with that at all right now. And I want to give another example of that about when I was talking earlier a bit in the introduction about the level of anxiety in our country today. I mean, we damn near had a riot at an NBA basketball game because one of the greatest players of all time totally lost his cool and started hitting people. Other players, etc. That is absolutely ridiculous. And it's a great example of how the anxiety level of the United States is really starting to affect a lot of people's thinking. Now, I want to get back to Kyle.
You know, it's, hey, Al, you know, it's even worse with that case. The NBA, because LeBron James is so popular and makes them so much money, I question if they're going to do anything about it. You know, if it was a white player and would have attacked somebody, you wonder what they would have done, because right now the whole U.S. policy and, you know, propaganda mission is trying to divide people into race, but they are covering up absolute violent acts and protecting people in spite of, you know, I mean, the media this weekend, you know, tried to cover up for this guy that ran over 40 people, you know, that killed five and, I mean, 18 children in the hospital. And the media was trying to protect him. What the heck is going on?
Well, what's going on, Jimmy, is absolutely insanity. I mean, I've got a video in front of me that I really don't want to post it because I don't know what the copyright on it is. But LeBron James actually smacked Isaiah Stewart of the Pistons with a hit to his face, and both of the players were ejected when that happened. Is this going to be a turning point? I don't know. Are people going to start to wise up? I mean, I had a lot of respect for LeBron James as a basketball player. Now, as a human being, because he seems to be totally, totally unable to control his emotions, as many people in the United States are. For example, the president. What's going to happen to this guy? Is he going to wise up? And is he going to say, my emotions got the better of me? If he does, I would probably buy a LeBron James hat. But at this moment in time, I will not, Jimmy.
Oh, no. I have zero respect for LeBron James. The greatest basketball player in history, Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was a classy guy.
Yep.
He did a lot of things, and he tried to do the right thing. LeBron James is a bigoted, angry black man that is trying to destroy absolute confidence in his entire in our world, and he does it publicly through statements that have been absolutely wrong, and he doesn't come back off on him. So I have no respect for LeBron James. Never liked him as a basketball player anyway. So that's my personal opinion.
Now, I did not
don't know him as a person.
Changing from what I think could be basketball to possibility of fisticuffs, what I think is kind of interesting, do you think that President Joe Biden might apologize to Kyle Rittenhouse for basically defining him as a skinhead?
You know, I don't think Joe Biden's going to do anything without someone telling him what to do.
I know you've been saying that, Jimmy, for years. Yeah.
And I just really doubt that any one of his advisors would recommend doing anything like that. I think they'll fight it in the courts if Rittenhouse's legal team sues him. I think they'll push back just like Bill Clinton did when all the facts and everything came out. He's continued to push back. I mean, look at the heroes on the Democratic side. You know, George Floyd, Michael Avenatti, Trayvon Martin, these people are all Freddie Gray.
Yep.
They're all criminals. And somehow the media and the Democrats hold them up like some sort of special heroes. And, you know, Jacob Blake, you know, it's just, and the media does too. So there's clearly a point now where many Americans, I believe, are beginning to realize that they've had the wool pulled over their eyes, and now they're hopefully lifting it off and taking a look and say, this is just not going to work. Because regular Americans are beginning to suffer. I was just in California this weekend, and you know what gas prices were down there?
No.
We're $3.50 a gallon here. Down there, it's $4.75.
Wow.
And how do you think people, you know, and this, I heard this morning with our business alliance, my wife's on the board. She reported that one of the people talking about Canada, they're rationing gas on the other side, 30 liters a day, less than 10 gallons.
30 liters a day, right.
I'm sorry,
right.
30 liters a fill up. So people that have to commute are having to go to the gas station twice.
Well,
this
it gets
is crazy.
It gets worse than that. I've got personal connections, very close personal connections, certainly in Vancouver. And as Corey told me yesterday, and my daughter, by the way, is down here right now. I'm going to be sticking around with Dad for a couple of weeks. But let me tell you, Corey told me yesterday that, yes, in fact, he said, don't get dramatic, but yes, in fact, there are regions in Vancouver that are totally isolated, and you've got close to bare shelves, et cetera, et cetera. And then he told me about the gas situation. Yeah, 30 liters per fill-up. I mean, I'm glad I'm not there. That is not a result necessarily. You're going to not like it when I say this, but that really isn't a result of what we're doing in the United States other than, pardon me, kowtowing to the COVID situation. It's a result of really, really terrible weather. The United, or Vancouver is landlocked. Vancouver is pretty much landlocked right now because of the rains that we had, James.
Well, no, I do know that the weather did have an impact on it. But also, you know, we've had bad weather before. We've had floods before and, of course, significant ones. This was not the worst one. So bottom line is there's a lot of different issues, supply chain issues, global, you know, shutdown, these mandatory vaccinations. There are so many factors, the inflation factor. There are a lot of factors out there that are impacting, but basically all of them come back to bad policy and ineffective use of governance in order to help ensure a stable economy. They're hurting the economy. And actual members of the Biden administration, the Biden regime, have stated publicly, and in fact, Biden just recently said, today, I believe, buy an electric car if gas prices are too high. They're pushing an agenda in order to... They're pushing an agenda in order to force people into their Green New Deal policies and away from carbon. They're using government power to force people into these circumstances. I think it's going to blow back in their face. People are really just getting fed up with it.
Absolutely ridiculous. Jimmy, let's cut it here. I don't want to put people in a frame of mind where they have a very depressing Tuesday night. Think what you could do, you guys. Think what you could do to make this better and better and better. That's the only solution that we've got. We as Americans need to do that. Jimmy, we're going to go on 17 minutes. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, all right. Take care, Al.